Welcome back to All Business Media. I'm your host, Christopher Celery. Joining me now from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, she is the owner at ABRC, Counseling Services. She'll get into that if she feels in a moment. But ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Linda Crockett to the program. Linda, welcome. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for taking a few minutes out of your day to help us, to join us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
So why don't you start us off? Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Well, I am a social worker with 30 years of experience in my professional practice. I am also I am the owner of ABRC, which is a specializing in workplace bullying and harassment. So I offer services to employers and employees that are either looking to prevent or provide services because they have been impacted by this workplace abuse. So I offer a variety of services, but I'm also a trauma specialist, somatic experiencing trauma therapist, and I work with targets who have been impacted, and I also work with those who have been identified with bullying and harassing behaviors in the workplace.
All righty. Now, have you seen a lot of workplace bullying?
Oh, I've seen thousands of cases. I mean, I've been doing this for 5 years. I've been working on it for 8 years. And I have seen thousands. I've taught many courses, and every time I ask how many people in this room have known somebody that's been impacted by workplace bullying, and every time there's always one hand that does not go up. The rest of them are up every single time. So it doesn't matter what profession I'm training, everyone in that room, 99%, has been impacted or knows somebody that's been impacted.
I'm thinking that one person that didn't put their hand up may have been the bully.
Well, in some cases, that is the truth. And in some cases, it is because by the time I've finished training, that hand goes up. We have normalized these behaviors for so long that it can be happening right in front of you, and you just don't know it. It's so normal.
Oh, absolutely. Now, what kind of training or background, do you need to do something like this?
Well, I think, you have to be, in my case, I did my master's degree in this area. I specialized in workplace bullying. And I also went to the U.S. to be trained by Dr. Gary Namy. I became a member of the International Association of Workplace Bullying and Harassment. I've done my research. At the time, I had 22 years of social work practice, so I was very experienced in the various systems that we can get our hands into. So I believe that I was qualified. I also became a somatic experiencing trauma therapist so that I can provide that clinical treatment to my clients. But, I mean, you can be a coach as long as you've taken some training. A lot of people are hanging up shingles and they really don't have any background in this area, so I think we have to be accountable and we have to work within our scope of practice. You can be a consultant, you can be a coach, you can be a counselor. You just really need to be ethical in your practice and take some training.
Even if it's not required, would it be better, for somebody that's looking for services to look for somebody that's actually certified?
It's really important that you do. You're already in a vulnerable place. I mean, if we're talking from the employer, you certainly want to get the best of your money, so you want to make sure that the person that you're going to be contracting is transparent about their background, about their practice, that they offer you some evidence and some testimonials on the kind of practice that they've done. If you're a target and you've already been harmed, you're also in a vulnerable position, so you don't want to be harmed again by somebody who doesn't know what they're doing. So make sure that your therapist or whoever it is that you're dealing with has some experience in this background. That's so important. We want to prevent secondary harm. And sadly, today we have many problems between our systems. And what I mean by that is our insurance companies, our unions, our HR departments, our medical systems, where they don't have the kind of training that we have in this area. And there's a lot of mistakes being made for those people that have been harmed. They're on sick leave, short-term, long-term, whatever the case may be. And it is so incredibly difficult to navigate these systems when they don't have the experience and they're making a great deal of mistakes. So there's more harm that comes to that target. They're afraid that they're going to lose their source of income, their medical benefits, and many have. you know, insurance companies here in Canada and Edmonton have denied cases of bullying, saying, hey, if it's just bullying, you shouldn't be able to, you're not sick, you need to get back to work. And that is such an error. And they're causing more trauma for this reason.
Yeah, because now the employee doesn't want to go to work, so now they're, you know, looking for another job, and, you know, it's all sorts of, you know, ramifications. There's a mm-hmm. whole life change going on there.
Can I tell you a little bit about the trauma of workplace bullying?
Sure.
Workplace bullying or childhood bullying is about someone using whatever source of power they have, and power comes in many different forms, by the way, to diminish who we are as individuals and what we do as professionals. This is including the relationships that we're in and our reputations. And by diminish, I mean they humiliate, they degrade, they insult, they offend, psychologically or physically harm someone. So over time, this depletes our self-esteem, our self-confidence, our sense of self. And as a result of this abuse, people tend to feel ashamed and embarrassed, and they end up isolating themselves. And that's the dangerous part. In fact, it's almost like a tool for any kind of bully, because we end up isolating. And that's when we stop talking. And we need to keep talking. We need to start talking and keep talking. So as a result, like, for example, I'm a social worker, and I was very ashamed that I did not identify what was happening to me when I went through it. I was trained to identify and address many kinds of abuse, like childhood abuse, domestic violence, sexual abuse. But this abuse is so insidious and crazy-making, I actually had no idea what was happening to me. Years later now, as a trauma therapist, I can tell you that this is a form of complex trauma. And for those who don't know what complex trauma is, that it's about the exposure to multiple traumatic events. So it's often an invasive interpersonal nature and wide-ranging long-term impact of its exposure. It's severe and pervasive. So it fits exactly with the definition of workplace bullying and harassment, which is a variety of tactics used over a period of time with intent to offend or humiliate or embarrass someone. So bullying is certainly not a new phenomenon, but when you think about it, like everything else in our society, the tactics that are being used, the behaviors, the intentions, these have evolved over the years, especially with social media. And I happen to think that social media can be an abyss of weaponry for anyone who wants to hurt somebody. So today, bullying in the workplace is far more insidious. It's easier to cover it up because the skills have improved. And it makes the target feel like they're the problem. In fact, in many cases, the target is the one who's punished, and the perpetrator is the one who's promoted. So for that reason, we're seeing far more cases with symptoms of trauma.
All righty. Well, unfortunately, we're just about out of time, so I do want to make sure that we have that opportunity to give out your contact information. What's the best way that people can reach you?
They can go to my website, www.abrc.ca, or they can phone me at 780-965-7480.
All righty. Well, Linda, it's been great having you on the show today. Thank you so much.